If you need to go to buy several different things, you might say, well, I've got to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay, and if you buy a purchase and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and enclosed it like this, you'd say, he what it for me?
He closed it for me.
Okay, but if he took a piece of paper and put around it, how would you
wrapped it? Wrapped it.
Okay. And if you had to sell something at less than you paid for it, how would you say that? I had to sell it?
Well, less than what I paid for it.
Okay. If a store is selling things, you'd say, well, they are selling at a...
selling at a reasonable price.
Okay, but if it's really less than a reasonable price, they're taking
a bargain.
Okay. If the storekeeper sells something for $2 that he paid $2.50 for it, he'd be selling it at a
reasonable price.
Okay, but if it's less than what he paid for it, a reasonable price.
I said he's selling it higher than he paid for it.
Okay, would you ever use a loss?
Yeah.
How would you say that? He had
He said it he was selling it at a loss of what he paid for it.
Okay. If you see something that you admire, but you don't have enough money to pay for it, you might say, I like it, but it's too much.
Too much.
It what?
At that price.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You say, that's a nice tractor, but I can't buy it.
I can't afford it now.
Because it what? Too much.
Costs too much.
How's that?
Costs too much.
Okay, and on the first day of the month, you say, well, the light what is, the bill is...
too high.
Okay, but you have to pay at a certain time. You say on the 10th, the bill is?
Got to pay light bill.
Okay, and when you're going to say it on a certain day, the bill is?
It's so much.
Okay. And would you say to anybody, well, it's time to pay the light bill.
Yeah.
It's what on the 10th of the month?
10th of the month.
It's what on the
10th? The 10th of the month. Got to pay light bill on the 10th of the month.
Okay. Would you say it's
due?
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you stay in good standing with your club or lodge, you have to pay your what?
Your tithe.
Okay. Any other way to say that?
I would say your dues.
Okay. And if you don't have money, you may go to the bank to what?
Borrow it.
Okay. And if money is really scarce and the banker is refusing a loan, he might say, well, I'd like to lend it to you, but money is what nowadays?
It's scarce now.
Okay, and if a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks his feet up and goes over, you say he turns a what?
Wheel.
Okay. Anything else? The children are out turning?
You got to call that thing. What you to call that? Trying to head over here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I forgot what to call it.
Somerset.
Somerset.
I can't say it. Somerset.
Okay. And if there's a pond, you might say the children like to go down there and
climb that pond or run around that pond.
Area of water.
Oh. Play in that water.
Okay, and if they like to
swim.
Okay. And last summer they
just swimmed all over the pond.
Okay, would you say that last summer they what?
They swim all over the pond.
Okay, every summer since they've been children, they have
come to swim in the pond.
Okay. They've what in the pond?
Swim.
Okay. Now here's one that most people say no about and I'm always interested. A long time ago, evidently, people who lived in the country didn't pay for their groceries, say, when they went to the store. They'd wait at the end of the year when they sold their crop.